This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cakes, and JP running the three-man show. EB's, I'm not even sure where he is. He's in Atlanta.
He's in Hotlanta.
Atlanta for his daughter's volleyball tournament. But join us right now to talk a little hoop. It's our pal Will Dawkins, Wizard GM. He's powered by Verizon. And Will, I don't know if you know this, we have some ice cream in studio, courtesy of the Washington Wizards. They teamed up with Ice Cream Jubilee, a DC-based ice cream shop. And they've got flavors that are kind of connected to the rookies. We have Alex Creme de la Creme, Keyshawn's Game Changer Vanilla, and Bub's Banana Caramel Assist, which I've tried.
So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. No worries.
A little early for the ice cream, but I'm glad you guys got a chance.
I mean, I could probably try ice cream for breakfast. I think I'm going to give it a go.
Hey, not against it.
Before we had you on, we had a very enlightened discussion about rising lottery ticket prices. I know the only lottery you care about is the NBA draft lottery that's going to happen probably, that's in May, right? It's usually in May.
You don't think he's ever bought a Mega Millions or a Powerball ticket?
When's the last time Will Dawkins, esteemed general manager of the Washington Wizards, bought a white trash lottery ticket?
Well, my mom and grandfather growing up would have me be like the little kid that ran in the store and like played their daily numbers. And they would play like the same lucky numbers over and over again. So I've done it a lot more times than you can imagine.
Did they ever win?
Not Mega Millions, but they would hit on some of the daily stuff pretty often. It was pretty surprising.
Mm. Like, what was the biggest takedown,
like,
if you remember?
Or the pick four?
$200?
Yeah, probably be a couple grand was the biggest takeaway.
A couple grand's pretty good.
The thrill of doing it for them.
Couple grand is pretty good.
Yeah, but there's also they probably spent more than a couple grand on tickets. That's the downside to the lottery.
Hey, how do you guys
When you put it all together, I don't know if they made money. I'll say that.
How do you guys give up 162 points, Will?
Last night was definitely not our best effort. We've been playing much better of late. The road trip where we had that 13-day road trip and came back for two back-to-backs, I thought we were pretty competitive. I thought we showed a little less resilience last night that we'll be able to fix. But again, not our best effort. We were down a lot of bodies. They obviously shot the ball really, really well. So we had been playing better of late, so we'll get back to it on Saturday.
All right, so let's get back to, you know, the reason the ice cream is here is it's the Scoop the Future campaign, trying to get these guys recognized for their rookie seasons. And we'll just go through all three. Alex, in particular, who was the number two pick, has really played some good basketball this month. And I think you've talked about this in the past, that he's kind of he's taken steps each and every month. What have you seen from Alex during this rookie season?
Yeah, I think Alex has just continued to grow with his confidence. He's someone that, if you watched him post All-Star break, once we've been able to kind of make the changes to the team that have given them even more responsibility and kind of freed up their game, you've seen him kind of grow offensively. I think he's averaging over 17, shooting 36% from three, and just being comfortable with his usage. So he's someone that defensively we talked about was going to anchor our defense. As he's physically playing these guys a second time, you can just see how much more comfortable he is. But he's showed how rare he can be in stretching the floor, making threes, but also protecting the rim and the amount of assists he's getting. So he's finishing the year really, really strong right now. And we're happy for where he's at because he can kind of take that into the summertime and know where he needs to grow.
Is he a grinder? Does he work super hard?
One thing I will say is that all of our guys that we drafted this year love the gym and put in the work, and he's no different on that.
All right, so let's get to Keyshawn. I know that when I've gone to games and watched Keyshawn, he impresses me in particular. And I know Alex is known as a defensive guy, but Keyshawn, too, can be a really tough defender.
Yeah, I think when we break it down again, like post-All-Star break, he's probably second on the team in blocks. And that's something where I was even talking to him yesterday about where he's come, where he was playing this time at Miami and wasn't looked at and known as a defender. But he's really kind of adjusted. He's a guy at the beginning of the year was top five and leading the league in fouls, just was having a hard time staying in front of the ball, being physical. But when you watch him this last 20, 30 games, he's really adjusted, really learned the league, and he's a competitive guy, and he's an all-around basketball player. So we feel really comfortable putting the ball in his hands, letting him create, letting him score. But defensively, we've put him on a lot of different guys, especially since Bilal got injured, and he's kind of risen to the occasion.
And, Bob, with the most threes made by a rookie in franchise history, I mean, you have to be thrilled with the development there.
Yeah, happy with all three guys. I think Bob's showing that he was a mid-range player in high school and a mid-range player in college. He's still one of those guys that can get to that shot, and we want him to take them if they're open. But he's also expanded and worked on his game. I don't want to jinx it, but I'm pretty sure it's been a long time since there were two rookies that made 100 threes, and I'm not sure how many teams have had three rookies make 100 threes. And Alex, if he never got injured for that month period he missed, would already be there, but I assume he'd get pretty close by the end of the season. I think it's one, the work that those guys have put in with the coaches, but two, kind of the experience we're letting them have by trying differently to do different things and the way the game is going. But three rookies to get close to approaching making 100 threes, like, that's different and unique.
So what is kind of like this last couple weeks for you as the GM, and what can we expect from the team here the next couple weeks? By the way, a couple of us, I think, are coming to the game on Thursday.
Correct.
And Cakes has vowed to actually interact with you this time.
He's going to talk to you. He's going to say hi to you.
I'm not going to have a weird.
I appreciate it.
I'm not going to have a weird situation where I flee for the bathroom or try to leave the suite when you walk in. I'm going to stay there and like talk to you, and I'm going to try to approximate being a human being.
Hey, will you give him a scouting tip? Because a couple of years ago, Cakes likes to claim that he discovered Bilal Coulibaly.
I would never be one to tell Will how to do his job. I mean, he's doing his
job. I don't know if that was a claim. I think he actually did. That's not a claim.
I think I may have. It's true.
I'm going to come back to you guys for the tips. I can't give you guys any tips.
Look, Will, ball knows ball, right?
Very true, at any level.
I don't know if you've seen this guy Cooper Flagg, but he seems to be pretty good.
Well, I don't know.
There's a few guys still playing in this NCAA tournament that are having pretty good evenings, and a few of them had him last night as well. Yeah. So it's been a fun ride. This last month, you guys asked what I've been doing. I've been in Europe. I've been at these NCAA conference tournaments. I've been at some of these NCAA tournament games. So I've been traveling and moving. Our scouts have been moving. We actually have everybody in town just to be around the team right now, take team photos. But we've got to sit down and watch some of those games last night. So that's kind of the front office side. In terms of our team, we're trying to get healthy. We're banged up. We got a lot of guys. But we want to make sure that we're getting some momentum into the summer. And that's by playing the young guys and giving them opportunity. Last year, we stumbled upon a Tristan Vucevic at this time of year, a Justin Champagny, and gave those guys opportunities. And they took that into the summer and kind of really helped themselves. So we're going to keep playing our young guys, try to see what we have, try to get a little healthy, and finish the season on a good note.
Joined by Will Dawkins, Wizards GM. He's powered by Verizon. Curious, does Will Dawkins speak any other languages? You talk about traveling to Europe a lot. Are you fluent in anything besides English?
Fluent? No. I can get around in Spain very well. My Spanish from high school still kind of carries over there. I can like order a cab and food in a few other languages and say hello and be nice. But that's about it.
Which country?
I mean, you have to be learning some French. I mean, you got a lot of French influence on the roster, right?
Weirdly enough, my French is not great. I go there a ton. We have a lot on the roster. But Bilal's mom and myself, we've promised that we both have to get better. So she's working on her English while I'm working on my French.
Hey, Will, just
my wife speaks a little French, so she's like my buffer.
Just in the last calendar year, give me how many different countries outside of the U.S. you visited.
Oh, wow.
If you can pull it.
I would say at least in the last 12 months?
Yeah, last 12 months. Just off the top of your head.
At least 10-plus countries.
Oh, he's so well-traveled.
My last trip alone, it was 6 days. I went to 5 different countries.
Jeez.
Where'd you go? Fill us in.
Yeah. Let us live vicariously through you.
That was a little bit of Greece, Spain, France. I think I was in Slovenia and Switzerland.
Your passport has so many stamps on it.
weird story. I had once was over there and my passport got so full. I didn't have a blank page in entering Germany. I didn't know it was a rule. You have to have at least one blank page on your passport. And they almost didn't let me in.
Right. You're like, I gotta go find the next passport. Dirk Nowitzki. You gotta let me in.
I was out there trying to watch the Wagners, I think, back then.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. Hey, pretty good family.
Hey, Will, is Bilal out for the year because of the hammy?
Yeah, I think the timing of that one's going to be really tough for him to come back. We've had some unfortunate injuries with him and Corey where, like, the timeline is that 4 to 6 week window.
Right.
And that's right around the season, so I would say unlikely, but he's progressing pretty well. So we'll never count him out. He's a different type of athlete, but more likely than not, yeah.
Hey, Will, especially with the international guys, during the summer, do you want those guys here, or are you cool with them just fanning out and training on their own? How do you approach that?
Yeah, I think it's important for everybody to get away for a little bit and just breathe because it's a long season. But in our jump season, what we try to call it, we make sure that guys are in D.C. for a good amount. So they'll be back training probably sometime in May, definitely in June, to make sure you're preparing for summer league and everything that goes into that, just preparation. And then whatever we do in July, and then kind of give them a break to kind of get away. But it is important that they go back, reconnect with their families and their friends, and do some stuff on their own. But even when they do that, we're there. So we'll send our coaches to wherever our guys are at, whether it's Corey in Arizona or whether it's Alex in France, like our coaches are going to go make sure they're still working with them. And that's our mental coaches as well as our performance coaches as well as the on-court basketball coaches.
I don't know if you saw this, you probably did, but did you see how the Lakers lost last night? They blew a 5-point lead with 9 seconds to play.
Oh.
There was a Reggie Miller type vibe to that one a little bit.
Uh-huh.
That's true. And I was around Josh Giddey a little bit in Oklahoma City, and I know he's a tough, competitive kid. So when I saw that shot go in, I knew he was going to take it. I'll say that.
That was crazy.
I think he loves playing the Lakers. I don't know if he's got something with Luka or whatever, but he's put up some big numbers in the last two matchups.
Has he? Wow. Well, yeah, the end of
the season is pretty good for NBA basketball because a lot of teams are trying to achieve different things, and you see teams trying to position themselves, but also you see players trying to position themselves. So it's fun basketball to be watching at the end of the year with some different names stepping up. So league-wide, I find that pretty interesting.
I got to say this, Will. I'm so ready for the playoffs. I want the regular season to end. I really do.
The West is going to be a bear. It's going to be fun for teams to go watch and just to see those play-in games. I think the league's got that part right, where competitive basketball is going to start here pretty soon. And I think we're on our way to figuring out and being part of that here.
Yeah.
Good to hear, Will.
All right.
Good man. Hopefully we'll see you on Thursday.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Have a good weekend, guys.
See you soon.
Thank you.
It's Will Dawkins, Wizards GM, powered by Verizon.
Brush up on my etiquette and my interpersonal skills.
I didn't respond to the email yet, so I better do that.
I think
I'm going to go, but he said, +1, I got to figure that out. Mm-hmm. And I got to make sure that, like last night, my wife worked. I got to make sure that situation is covered.
Yeah.
Yep.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyway, Will Dawkins, powered by Verizon. He joined us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude's the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Coming up in an hour, we will be joined by Kevin McCarthy. Give us the latest on the movie. See if there's anything worth seeing this weekend. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan.